Hey there, explorers. Are you ready for an adventure?
Always. Where are we going today?
Well, today we're going to a magical place.
Ooh, I love magical
It's a
places.
forest, but not just any forest, it's a floating forest.
A floating forest. How can a forest float?
That's what we're going to find out. Our deep dive today is into a story called The Floating Forest. Have you ever heard of it?
I can't say that I have, but it sounds fascinating.
It is. In the story, we meet these two friends, Eric and Misha.
Eric and Misha. Okay, got it.
And they have a dog.
Every good story needs a dog.
Right. This dog's name is Spot, and he loves to explore just as much as Eric and Misha.
So, what are they exploring, this floating forest?
Exactly. One day, they're exploring in the woods behind their house, and they come across the most amazing thing.
Let me guess, the floating forest.
You got it.
Wow, can you imagine that? A whole forest just floating in the air, the trees with their roots dangling down like they're reaching for the ground.
I know, it's hard to even picture. The kids in the story, they're so excited when they see it, but they also notice something a little strange.
What's that?
The trees, well, they don't look so healthy. The leaves are kind of brown and droopy, and the air feels dry.
That's not good. Trees need their roots to be in the ground, you know? That's how they drink water and get the food they need to stay strong and green.
Oh, right, like those roots are kind of like straws sucking up all the good stuff from the soil.
Precisely. So if the trees are floating in the air, their roots can't reach the ground and they can't get the water and nutrients they need.
So that's why they look so sad and wilted. They're thirsty.
Exactly. But Eric and Misha, they're clever kids. They decide to investigate. And as they're exploring this floating forest, they come across an old stone well.
A well. What's in the well?
Well, there's some water in it, but more importantly, there are puddles around the well.
Puddles. So there's water, but the trees can't reach it because their roots are stuck up in the air.
You got it. It's like having a glass of water right in front of you when you're thirsty, but you can't quite reach it.
Poor trees. But what do they do?
Well, Eric and Misha know that trees need water to survive, and they've found this well. What do you think they do next?
That's a good question. Do they, like, try to fly up to the trees with the water?
That's a great idea, but they actually come up with a different plan. They decide to fill up the well with even more water.
More water. Why would they do that?
They're hoping that if they fill up the well, the trees will be able to sense the water down below. And maybe, just maybe, they'll grow their roots down towards the well.
Oh, that's clever. Like the trees will stretch their roots down for a long drink.
Exactly. It's a simple plan, but it just might work.
I can't wait to see if it does. But how do they fill up the well? It must be huge.
Well, it takes a lot of work. Eric and Misha start carrying buckets of water from a nearby stream to the well, going back and forth all day long.
Wow, that's dedication.
And of course, their dog Spot, he wants to help too. He runs around, wagging his tail, getting all muddy and excited.
What a good helper.
The three of them, they work so hard, determined to save this floating forest. But will their plan work? We'll have to find out in part
Oh,
two.
no. I guess we have to wait. I'm so excited to find out if Eric and Misha's plan worked.
Me too.
Yeah.
Remember, they were filling that well with water, hoping the thirsty trees would sense it.
Yeah. And grow their roots down, right?
Right. And, well, you're not going to believe this, but something amazing started to happen.
What?
As the well filled up, the trees started to move.
No way.
It's true, they started drifting downwards ever so slowly, like they were reaching for the water.
Wow, so their plan was working.
It was. The roots started reaching down towards the well like long, thirsty fingers.
Imagine seeing that.
I know. It must have been magical. And then those roots touched the ground.
What happened then?
Well, they started digging in, just like when you dig your toes into the sand at the beach.
I bet Eric, Misha, and Spot were so happy to see that.
Oh, they were thrilled. All that hard work carrying those heavy buckets, it was paying off.
And I bet the trees were happy too.
Yeah.
Finally, a nice, cool drink of water.
Exactly. And as the trees drank and drank, their leaves started changing color.
They did. What color did they turn?
Well, remember how they were all brown and droopy? Well, they started turning green again.
Yay! A healthy green. That's my favorite color.
Mine too. And the air in the forest, it started to change too.
Really?
Remember how it was all dry and dusty before? Well, as the trees started getting healthier, the air became fresh and clean.
Like a brand new forest.
Exactly. It must have been amazing for Eric and Misha to see the forest come back to life, all thanks to their hard work.
So they really saved the forest.
They did. They showed us that even little kids can make a big difference.
That's so inspiring. What a great story. I can't wait to hear what happens next.
Wow, what a story. I'm so glad Eric and Misha were able to save that floating forest.
Me too!
It's amazing to think about those trees drinking up all that water, their leaves turning green again.
I know. It's like a magic trick, but it's real.
And it all happened because those two kids, they noticed something was wrong. They saw that the trees weren't healthy.
Yeah, they were really paying attention, weren't they? Like, good detectives.
Exactly. They used their powers of observation, and then they came up with a plan to help. They didn't just say, oh, well, those trees are too high up. There's nothing we can do.
Yeah, they used their imaginations and worked really hard to make a difference. And don't forget about Spot.
Oh, of course. Spot was a vital part of the team. All that running back and forth, he must have been exhausted.
I bet he was. But happy, too, right? Happy to be helping his friends save the forest.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, it's not just Spot. I bet all the animals in the forest were happy, too. Imagine the birds being able to sing in those green branches again. The squirrels stampering up and down the healthy trees.
Oh, yeah. The whole forest must have been celebrating.
Yeah.
What a happy ending.
It is. And it's a reminder that even though nature is powerful, it sometimes needs our help.
Yeah, just like we need to help our house plants by watering them and giving them sunshine.
Exactly. We're all connected, you know? Us, the trees, the animals, we all need to take care of each other.
And sometimes all it takes is a little bit of kindness and a lot of determination to make a big difference in the world, like Eric, Misha, and Spot did.
That's a great takeaway, don't you think?
Definitely. So next time you're out in nature, remember those kids and their dog, and remember that even small actions can have a big impact.
And until next time, keep exploring and keep your eyes open for adventure.
You never know what amazing things you might find. Bye, everyone.